I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we have so much we have to get to still. I want to begin, well, with this one right here. Dr. Jesse, I need your help. My friend believes what she hears on the mainstream media. We very rarely talk politics because she gets so hostile. But I courageously mentioned to her that Donald Trump wants to eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits. She immediately told me he wants to do away with Social Security. How do we educate Norma when she won't search out anything besides ABC, CBS, etc.? Her name is Deborah. Well, Deborah wrote the email. It's not Deborah who's the nutball. It goes back to what we mentioned in the beginning of the show. You probably can't save her. I'm not telling you not to try, but I am telling you, do not beat your head against the wall. Do not cost yourself contentment and happiness trying to wake up the drones, the norms, the normas, the brain dead people in society. She doesn't want to learn new information. She doesn't want to find out things. And understand there's an aspect of this. It goes back to the cult thing. In case you missed the first hour, I'm not going to recap it. Go download a podcast. It's all free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, go download it. But it goes back to the cult mentality as well. We've discussed this before. If you're a human being, let's just use this email as an example. If you're a human being who believes Donald Trump is going to eliminate Social Security, if that's your belief, well, that's not the only completely nonsensical false thing you believe. You believe a lot of false things. If you believe that, you almost undoubtedly believe the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. If you believe that, you believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win his first election. If you believe that, you believe a ton of lies. Now, here's why it's hard to wake people up from the cult. If you are able to destroy any single one of the lies they believe, it's not like you just shot down one thing they believe. You have effectively destroyed their entire belief system. This goes beyond just communist drones. You will see this a lot with a lot of older Americans now. It's also, there's a generational thing, and that's not meant at all to be insulting to older people, but this is what I mean. If you're a human being, let's say you're a dude right now listening to the sound of my voice, and maybe you went to Harvard. You graduated from Harvard back in the 70s. And from Harvard, you wanted to serve your country. You wanted to protect the innocent. You went from Harvard and you applied and got in to the FBI. And you worked for, after Harvard, 25, 30 years fighting crime in the FBI. Okay? So Harvard, FBI. Fast forward to the year 2024. Harvard, by any measure, is now a disgusting, despicable communist institution with endless affiliations to communist China, communist activism on their campus. They stop smart kids from getting in now and try to DEI a bunch of different minorities into it. Otherwise, Harvard would be all Asian. And they just decided they were going to discriminate against Asians. Nope, no more Asians. Harvard's a disgusting place now. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, will cause a civil war in this country. They are so evil. I've said that many times. They will. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now an evil secret state police agency that is attacking law-abiding American citizens because it's a weaponized tool of the Democrat Party. Their main mission now is to arrest and intimidate Republicans. That is what the FBI is now. Now, put yourself in the shoes of the 70-year-old Harvard graduate, retired FBI agent on what I just said. How does he take that? How does he take that? He's understandably and justifiably proud of that Harvard diploma he has framed over his desk at home. This guy, he still wears his FBI hat around. He has the gold watch they gave him when he retired from the FBI. He has that on display in his living room. He has FBI memorabilia in his home. He is understandably and justifiably proud of the country he lives in, or of his service to these institutions. Now, try to have a conversation with that guy about how evil and destructive these institutions have become. Even if he's a Republican or on the right, the chances are very, very strong he will react in a hostile manner. He's going to react in some way negatively to you because so much of his life has been based on, a huge part of his resume is those institutions. And if you take that away from him, if he has to accept that the FBI is now the Cheka, an evil secret state police agency, it's not as if he just has to accept that one simple obvious truth. For him, you're trying to gut his life's work. You're trying to pull on the threads of the entire fabric of his life. And that guy would rather stay in a lie. He would rather stay in his world of make-believe than allow you or me to pull on that thread and destroy everything his life has been based on. You're going to run into that with so many Americans. If an American citizen has to accept the fact that his doctor is actually a weapons-grade moron and a servant of the insurance company, if the average citizen has to accept that he's going to have to own more of his health going forward than he did before because the medical industry is in the toilet, that's asking too much of a lot of people. They've always been able to go to the doctor and get good advice or get a prescription to this. And yes, there are still amazing doctors and nurses out there. But there's so much filth now in the medical institutions. And when you throw in the insurance industry and the ties to that, the chances you're sitting in front of an idiot who actually is just there to take orders for the insurance company are very strong today. You ask someone, especially if they've lived in a normal country for long enough, you ask them to accept that truth. They won't. Because accepting that truth, it means taking apart their entire life. It's not a simple truth. And that, again, I want to point out, that was not an indictment of older people, and it wasn't a praise of younger people. It's simply how long you've existed in a system or underneath an institution will oftentimes influence how easy it is for you to accept the institution has turned evil. Look, we were just talking about Trump and sitting down with the media, but I have criticized this in the past and I will in the future. Trump will sit down with Maggie Haberman from the New York Times and give her exclusive access to him for 24, 48 hours. Haberman will then go take that time And she'll just destroy Trump in the New York Times. He brought John Carl with ABC down to Mar-a-Lago for 2 days because Carl was writing a book on Trump. Of course, Carl was horrible to Trump while he was in office, and the book he wrote on Trump made Trump look like the Antichrist. How could Trump give someone like that time? Why would you give time to the New York Times, to ABC? Well, Trump's almost 80 years old. On some level, it's hard to shake that feeling of wanting to be accepted and praised by institutions that have been traditional in your life. It's hard. And you are going to run into that no matter your age. You're going to see a lot of that out there now. A lot of it. All right. You're going to see a lot of this. See a lot of dogs dying too early. See a lot of that. You know, our dogs aren't supposed to die at 10. That's not a thing that happens in a lot of parts in the world. How could America's dogs, with all our money and technology and science and things like that, how could our dogs die too early? Well, we give our dogs dog food. In other countries, they'll give their dogs fresh meat. You'll get pieces of the chicken. You'll get this or that. Our dogs get dog food. It's what I feed my dog too. I'm not blaming anybody. I don't not feed my dog a fresh chicken every day. But there's no nutrition in dog food. That's why it's brown. That's why Rough Greens exists. The all-natural nutritional supplement. You pour it, you sprinkle it on your dog's food. It's got vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes. It's the only chance your dog has at getting real nutrition. It'll prolong your dog's life. You'll see differences in your dog. Go pick up a free Jumpstart trial bag. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in. We're still here. We're live. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's do it. Jesse. Around this time in 2020, we couldn't find toilet paper. Now we can't afford toilet paper. I love your show. I appreciate the humor you bring in the middle of our misery. I believe humor is a stress reliever, and it's always important to maintain some mental clarity. Do you think that one reason the system is trying so hard to make everyone offended by everything? Do you think that is one of the reasons the system is trying so hard to make everyone offended by everything? And always attack the First Amendment. His name is Jim Bob. Okay, so why are people offended by everything? Why does the system want that? Well, what do I call communism? What do I define communism as? You know this by now. You know it by now. What do I say? What is it? It's the religion of the malcontent. The religion of the malcontent, all right? Any place communism has ever taken hold, they have used the angry people in that society, whoever those people were. In the Soviet Union, it was the urban poor. In China, it was the rural poor. In Spain, it was totally different. In America, it's been totally different. Just different malcontented groups. But here's why the communists... Let me put it this way. Remember when Donald Trump was president, George Floyd died, and the Black Lives Matter protests and all that Black Lives Matter activism kicked off? And you obviously, you remember this. And you remember American cities being put to the torch. It was riots. It was murder. It was awful. And on top of that, you remember all the relentless activism from corporate America. Ah, Whitey sucks. And you remember all that. Well, here's something else you may remember from that. Donald Trump was president. This was obviously not a Republican movement in any way. These were all Democrat groups or Democrat subgroups. And American citizens, coast to coast, were sitting at home watching Democrat subgroups loot and burn and act like animals. And people would say, this is dumb. This is dumb of Democrats. This is going to hurt them in the election. This is going to hurt Joe Biden's chances. This is only going to help Donald Trump be reelected. Look at all these Democrats acting like animals. This is only going to help Donald Trump. So why didn't it? We'll set aside the cheating and all that other stuff. Donald Trump's poll never went up during that whole thing. Why not? Here's why. Malcontents, they're natural communists because that's a religion that gives them an outlet for their bitterness. You don't have to believe in Mao or know anything about Marx to become a communist foot soldier. You just have to be a woman. Maybe you were scorned by your last boyfriend or husband. You get in with a friend group or friend circle that's a big man-hating friend group. Soon you're down at Cost Cutters getting a crew cut. You're buying a Subaru Outback, and you're just naturally angry and you're bitter. And that bitterness, you'll find yourself at a Kamala Harris rally any minute because that bitterness comes out of you. And the more bitter you are, the more malcontented you are, the more likely you are to just want to burn everything down around you. Okay, you with me? So along those lines, people being offended by everything today, that was done on purpose. How can you convince a society, the wealthiest society in the history of mankind, smartphones, air conditioning, clean water, great health care, cars. I drove to work today in a climate-controlled pod listening to a World War II podcast. That's the best life you can have, right? So how do you convince a country of 330 million people to become communists? You have to convince them their life sucks. America sucks. Men suck. White people suck. We're destroying the planet. You should be allowed to slaughter your baby. You have to create malcontents. The reason the Black Lives Matter protests didn't hurt Donald Trump or didn't help Donald Trump and didn't hurt Joe Biden is because it created more division, more anger, more angst, and anger, angst. The condition of being a malcontent is the fertile soil in which communism grows. Happy, content people have never and will never accept communism en masse. It has never, ever, 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 ever happened, and it never will happen. The only people who would ever sign on to such a sick, destructive religion are angry, bitter people who want to hurt something. And that old, very, very cheesy saying is 100% true. Hurt people, hurt people. Communism is the religion of the malcontent. So if you're a communist, how do you make sure your numbers go up? You need more foot soldiers. You need more troops. What do? Create more malcontents. They're not trying to fix any poverty. They're trying to create more poverty. Not trying to fix any racial division. They're trying to create more racial division. That's why we're far more divided racially now than we were before Barack Obama took over. You think that's an accident? Think the first black president got elected and now black people and white people hate each other more? You think that's an accident? No, they did all that on purpose. The more we hate each other, the more divided we are, the more angry we are, the easier it is for them to win elections. You teach people to be offended by everything because angry, bitter people vote Democrat every single time, even after they die. That's why you need to be a joyful warrior. That's why you need chalk in your system. See, your T levels are probably low, gentlemen. Not your fault. I'm not calling you a weenie. That's what happens when you drink estrogen. There's estrogen in our water because of all the birth control women take now. It doesn't get strained out in the treatment plants. So we chug estrogen all day, we shower in it, and we wonder why we're depressed, no energy. I'm only 50. Why do I feel down all the time? Because your T levels are low. Now, you don't want to go stick a needle in your arm. Solve it naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. They have a male vitality stack. They have a female vitality stack. They have Chad Mode if you're looking for a natural pre-workout. They have chocolate powder. You want to start your day right. Go get a subscription. Save yourself some money and live life better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back. I've got an anima.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Name me a better day than this.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
You know what I'm going to miss? I was thinking about this a little bit earlier. When Joe's no longer president, which, I mean, he's no longer president. He hasn't really been. I'm going to miss the not a joke. Not a joke. Joe loves that line when he tells huge lies. It became... You could tell if you watch him speak for any length of time, it became kind of a natural reflex for him because Joe is used to saying these gigantic, easily verifiable lies, and people in the crowd would react. They would snicker, you know, look. Remember this right here?
By the way, I moved from an Irish neighborhood in Scranton when it was cold. I moved down to Delaware. I was the only kid in the neighborhood named NSKI.
He's joking. It was hard to hear, but he's sitting in front of a group of Polish people. He was doing some kind of activism. And, of course, he had to pretend like he came from a Polish neighborhood. Remember, he gave that speech pretending like he came from a black neighborhood, a speech pretending like he came from a Jewish neighborhood. He's come from every neighborhood. And every time he would tell one of these big lies, he would always say, not a joke. Yeah. I too was an astronaut after I got my football scholarship. Not a joke. I'm going to miss that. It always made me laugh. The only thing he did that made me laugh more than that is how he would lose his train of thought routinely and just think he could cover it up by saying anyway. So I was sitting there talking to Chris before the show and we were discussing anyway, it was the best. Dear best-selling author. Oh, I like this guy. Please make a renewed push for your best-selling book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. I think it may be the most important book of our time that needs to be read to wake up Norm and Norma. You know, that is probably, it's probably something I should do more of on the show. I did write a book. I'm not writing another one. I didn't want to write that one. It was just a subject I was so passionate about that I did it. I wanted it to be something that was historical, as you can imagine, teach people some history of all this communist filth. I wanted it to have action items in it. Don't just tell people what's wrong, tell people what to do. And I'm glad it became this big national bestseller and stuff like that. I don't like promoting it all the time. It was fun promoting it at the time because it annoyed Chris. So I would always be Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. That's really what made it fun. It kind of seems gross to promote it all the time now. Does that what, Chris? Does that make sense? What? Oh, that's brilliant. See, that's why you keep Jewish producer Chris around. He said I should release a new version, only instead of the burger recipe in the back. The last page of my book is my world famous burger recipe. Instead of that, add my world-famous smoked queso recipe to it and make it the only change in the whole book. Oh, it would be hilarious. It would be hilarious. Look, if you read that book, and I love it that kids and adults can understand it. That's because I'm stupid and I put things very stupidly. But I try to, you know, I'm not highly educated. I speak normal like a normal person. So if it helps you understand the history of where we're at, why we're at where we're at, things we need to do to change it, I am glad. That was always what I wanted. If you've wanted to read it and you didn't want to buy it, maybe you can't afford it, and go borrow it from someone. I don't I don't need a bunch of book sales. I wrote it to help. I didn't write it to make a bunch of money. I didn't write it because I wanted to be an author. I still don't want to be an author. I'm not going to be a friggin' author. I hate writing. I wrote it so you can enjoy it and maybe laugh a little through some zingers in there. If you can afford it, buy it. Not borrow it from somebody. I think it might help. It might help. He said, my question is, does your name have any story or history or significance to your parents, or was it a random choice? We're thinking ahead in case you wanted to go tranny, you wouldn't have to change your name. Just kidding. You know, that's not nice. His name is Mike. The only things I know about the significance of my name is Jesse. That's my first name. It was named after Jesse James. So that tells you what kind of parents I had. Two, I don't tell people my middle name. I've never really cared for my middle name when I was young. Well, I should say when I was younger, I didn't care for my middle name. Now it's obviously now that I'm world famous, Chris, now it's just easy to find. My middle name is Nolan, Jesse Nolan Kelly. My father was an athlete. My dad is a big guy, but an athlete. He played college basketball on a scholarship, but he had football scholarship offers too. Just one of those athletes. And because God has a sense of humor, I was never very good at sports. And that's, of course, what my dad wanted. Sorry, Dad. But he was an athlete. Nolan was named after Nolan Ryan, the baseball pitcher. So Jesse James, Nolan Ryan, there you have my name, Jesse Nolan Kelly. Don't tell anyone that's my middle name. Jesse, I'm not sure if you remember, but a few years back I emailed in terrified about my newly pregnant wife getting the jab. We'd followed the instructions of the doctor. My wife had to get the vax because that's what the doctor recommended. At the time, you'd been going over a lot of terrifying stuff about the pregnant women and the jab. I asked for your prayers, and at the time, you read my email live on the show. Well, thanks for the prayers and all the prayers of those who may have been listening, because now we are raising the cutest little girl on the planet. How about that? She's happy, healthy, and the biggest blessing of our lives. Thank you, my brother. Now for my question. You were talking the other day about that lame duck wish, comedian loser Stephen Colbert in his interview with some chick on CNN. Isn't the scariest part of that whole thing the fact that these commies all know how biased the media is and have no shame in laughing about it on national TV? Your thoughts? In case you missed that, Stephen Colbert, that guy who has a late night comedy show that's not funny, he sat down with Caitlin Collins, that commie from CNN, and this was the exchange.
It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
You hear the crowd laughing. Ah, ha, ha, you're not. But of course, they're okay with it. I'm going to emphasize this point again. I use the example of a wolf pack one time. I think I'll come back to that because wolf packs are so cool, and that's really the only reason. But a wolf pack, it really is. It's a killing machine, a pack of wolves. Anyone from out west will know this. That's why they wiped out the livestock. Anyway, I'm not going to go off on that. Wolf packs are killing machines. They are smart, they are fast, they are big, they are strong, they are coordinated. And the strength of the wolf pack, not that an individual wolf isn't strong, but the strength of a wolf pack is in its pack. Together, coordinated attacks, things like that, okay? I want you to think about the communists in that way. And I want you to think about it like this. If a wolf in a wolf pack decides he doesn't want to be part of the pack anymore, in fact, they're hunting elk in Montana, and they're on a coordinated attack, and wolves will do, I mean, sick things like blocking. I mean, they really, really are advanced, really smart. And one wolf decides he doesn't want to be part of that pack, and he just takes off on his own. Maybe he runs off early and scares the elk away. That wolf will very likely be killed by the pack. Now, I'm only using that as an analogy. That's how the communist thinks about his view of the world and what needs to be done. He's part of a pack. The pack must stay together. The pack must move as one at all times. We have to do what we're told at all times. And if someone strays from that, if someone chooses to do his or her own thing, it doesn't just endanger them. Him or her doing their own thing, it endangers the entire pack. So the people who choose to be part of the pack, they're the good guys, and everyone who leaves, they're the enemy, and they're trying to kill everyone. And that's how they justify in their minds the bias, the violence, the everything. They justify it as they're the only true good people. The people who oppose them are evil, and what can't you do to a Nazi? That's how it works that way. They know CNN's bias. They want it that way. There's an audience for that. Wild to think about, but it's true. It's also wild to me that people choose to live with pain when you ever leave Factor. I don't know why you would choose to live with pain. I know pains come. Pains come. I was doing lunges this morning, and by the time I got done, my left knee started to get a little bit sore, and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world? I'm only 43. Relief Factor is there. 100% drug-free. Developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. You take it every day. Stop masking the pain. Stop ignoring the pain, trying to live with the pain. I'll tough it out. You don't have to do that. I'm asking for 3 weeks. Take a 3-week pack of Relief Factor. You take it every day for 3 weeks. If that pain is not better at the end of 3 weeks, don't ever order it again. I think you're going to be blown away. Blown away. Call 1-800, the number 4 Relief, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you prefer a more visual version of all this, remember they simulcast the show on the First TV. And there's going to be a new thing right now. Apparently, this YouTube channel, I have a YouTube channel. What, Chris, I knew I had it. I just wasn't very involved in it or setting it up. I knew it was there. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, it's about to start growing. Little videos, long videos, short videos, the videos of various things on there. If you want to subscribe to that, you can. It would youtube.com/JesseKellyDC, I think it is. youtube.com/JesseKellyDC if you want to go tune into that. Jesse, I've heard it said politics are like a pendulum swing. If it gets too far right, it'll swing back towards the center. Likewise, if it goes too far left, it'll come back to the center. If Kamala/Walz get cheated in, will the pendulum ever come back? His name is GC. Okay, so that's not necessarily true. Yes, societies do seek a balance, but here's why the pendulum has never really swung back to the right. And don't get me wrong, the American people from time to time will be so sick of Democrats and their dirty communist ways that they'll go out and vote for a Republican. But then, culturally at least, government spending-wise, in all the real relevant ways, the pendulum doesn't really swing back. It's been described as a cultural ratchet instead of a pendulum. You know, a ratchet, the tool that only turns one direction, won't turn the other way. A cultural ratchet. But why is that? Well, we've discussed that before. People on the right, I'm just going to describe you. I'll describe myself. I want to live in a peaceful society where people aren't screaming at each other, where government is out of my way. I want taxes low, regulations low. I want my borders secure. I want my military strong. I want the dollar sound. I want normal things for my country, right? So what am I seeking out? I'm seeking out normalcy. I want to live in a normal place. Okay? With me there? The communist is trying to destroy everything at any cost, because remember, the communist is fighting a revolution. Everything is evil. America's evil. White people are evil. Christians are evil. Men are evil. This is evil. That's evil. This is evil. And he's on a mission against all this evil darkness. So he just destroys everything he possibly can. Everything he can, as fast as he can, he destroys it. He'll destroy the economy, relationships, you name it, the commie destroys it. Now, when there is an opportunity to yank the culture to the left, every single Democrat in the country, top to bottom, politicians down to the street animals, they will hop on to that pendulum and yank it as far to the left as humanly possible. You know, we talked about it earlier. Let's use this one. The George Floyd protests. Did you see, let me ask you, I really want to know, did you see a single elected Democrat, or forget about the politicians, did you know of a single Democrat in your life who spoke out against all that blatant anti-white racism, destruction of property, murder? Now, I'm genuinely asking you. Chris, do you know anyone? No one? Did you? Not one. Now, let's talk about why it's not a pendulum. Because eventually, people do get tired of that. And so it starts to swing back the other way. Because the right, normal people like you, because we seek out normalcy, we don't see ourselves as revolutionaries, which we should now, but we don't, because we don't see ourselves as revolutionaries. We just kind of want everything to be normal. Once that pendulum starts to swing back the other way, the instinct of people on the right is to actually try to slow it down so it doesn't go too far. Whoa, not too far. Oh, okay, don't say it like that. Don't be mean. Okay, that's too far. Wait, that's mean. We're going to be like them. You will immediately see half of the right, instead of grabbing on to it and lifting their feet up so they can swing it as far back to the right as possible, they'll immediately reach up and grab it and try to slow it down. Whoa, not that far. Slow down. Whoa, not like that. That's not right. That's rude. I'm not comfortable. And in some cases, maybe that's okay. Some cases, it's not. But the overall 30,000-foot view effect of that, if you're looking at that, we only go left. If every single scumbag Democrat pulls the culture to the left as hard and fast as they possibly can every chance they get, and only half the right tries to swing it back and the other half tries to slow it down, the end result is it never actually goes back to the right. We can never possibly course correct that way. And maybe you're guilty of participating in that. I'll tell you, I almost guarantee you I am. I've been in politics since I started running for Congress. Since I ran for Congress, I was, 26, 27 years old, so almost 20 years. I bet you money during one of the swings back to the right at some point, whether social media, wherever it was, I bet you I tried to lecture somebody about that being too far. Ooh, we don't want to be mean. Don't be like them. I mean, I can't see myself saying that, but maybe I did. And as a result, there's no swing back right. Just left and left and left and left and left. I'm going to explain this a little bit better. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about, kind of an analogy example to kind of explain it in a moment. Before I do that, I'm going to talk to you about doing something good. We all need to now, we need to find opportunities to do good, and It helps us cope with everything that's going on out there. Honestly, doing things for others does. It's the last thing in the world you want to do when things are going bad, but it's the thing that helps the most. Tunnel to Towers has been doing good for a very long time, since the wake of 9/11. They put together this wonderful organization just dedicated to veterans and first responders, taking care of the families left behind by the fallen. Taking care of our homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. Tunnel to Towers does this with $11 a month from you. That's all they ask for. I've never seen them ask for anything else. $11 a month. You sign up to give it automatically. You won't even know it's gone. Your money actually goes where you want it to go, unlike most charities out there. Go to T, the number 2, T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.